Coming up on this edition of Buccaneers Insider, NFL Network draft expert Daniel Jeremiah pinpoints the top strength of this year's class of prospects.
This year feels like a big guy year. We got good depth on the defensive tackle position. We've got good depth at offensive tackle. There's some solid interior offensive linemen as well. So I think that's where the real strength of this draft is. I think you could see anywhere between 8, 9, 10 defensive tackles go off the board in the first 40, 45, 50 picks. So that's unusual to have that many big athletic bodies. And really the thing that excites me about them, we have so many teams that want to be scheme diverse, run a 3-4, run a 4-3, ask their linemen to do different things. You can find guys in this draft that can do it all.
I'm Scott Smith, and this is Buccaneers Insider for Wednesday, February 27th, as we continue our coverage of the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine. Jeremiah, a former NFL scout himself, who joined the network last week, talked to us about a number of draft issues, including the reasons behind his pick of Texas A&M defensive end Demontre Moore as the Buccaneers' first-round pick in his latest mock draft.
I think that some teams aren't as high on him as you've seen in these mock drafts. You know, he's a big, rangy guy, but when you watch him on tape, he's a little bit tight. I think that has some teams concerned. Some of his production, too, also comes kind of from hustle. You don't see just the pure wins as a pass rusher. Now, I think he's a fantastic player. I just don't think it's a slam dunk we're going to see him go in the top five, as many have said.
So if he does happen to be there for the Bucs at 13, that's a pick that you think they would be...
I think at that point in time you're getting good value. I think that's where he kind of belongs, and that's where you get good value for the player, and it's a good fit with Tampa. He gives you a guy that can get upfield, is going to play really hard. To me, it fits a need. It makes sense.
Turning our attention to the combine here, some guys maybe that you have your eyes on here you think might be a particularly important week for them.
Well, it's always a big week for the corners, in my opinion. How they run can really greatly alter their draft stock. I look at Jonathan Banks from Mississippi State. I look at Xavier Rhodes from Florida State, two guys I really like on tape. I just want to see, can they really, really run? Can they match the top speed with what we see in terms of physicality, athleticism, the feet, the hips? All that's great. Now let's just put them on the clock and see if they can really run.
It's an interesting question for the Buccaneers, because many people believe that that's one of their main needs and that we might be targeting a cornerback in the first round. I wonder if it's actually better or worse for the Buccaneers if they run well here. Maybe they could drop to the second round.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of pick your poison. Do you want them to fall to you, but then you might not be getting the player you thought you were going to get.
Sure.
So to me, it's kind of 6-1, half dozen of the other. You want to collect as many good players as you can. I think the corner position in this draft has some solid depth. You're going to get guys in the second and third round, you're going to get wonderful value there. So I look at a guy like Alford, a small school corner at Southeastern Louisiana. You got Trufant from Washington. These guys are kind of all on the edge there. You could probably get these guys in the second round. Jamar Taylor from Boise State's another solid player. So we've got a big pool of corners to choose from. So if it doesn't check out and you're not in love in the first round, don't do it. You'll get a good one in the next round.
And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider. Tomorrow we bring you a wide-ranging discussion about the Buccaneers, the draft, and free agency with Tampa Tribune and TBO.com beat writer Roy Cummings.